Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello again and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Thanks for joining me, and who knows how many others, for a half hour together sharing words and music and quality time with each other. This is the Fellowship of the Airways. It's a parable of life too, if you think about it. We're born into families, we go to nursery groups, we attend day school classes, join groups and clubs, work with colleagues, attend congregations. We gather in football crowds or join audiences in concerts, theatres or cinemas. If we're online, we know about another kind of networking. It's amazing just how much of our lives is to do with being linked in some way to other people. Even before we finish breakfast, we're indebted to a whole network of people who all over the world grow the food, package it, transport it, and sell it, buy it, cook it for us. We as human beings are corporate creatures, herd animals, groupies, team players, networkers. So the theme of this holy half hour is unity. And in particular, we're thinking about Christian unity. Ultimate unity comes when each person is being the best they can be, working in close, loving harmony with others around them, and united with God. That is unity within ourselves, between ourselves, and beyond ourselves. Listen to Russell Watson singing these sentiments.
There's a dream I feel so rare, so real. All the world in union, the one. Every creed and every color once joined never apart, searching for the best in me. I will find what I can be if I win, lose or draw.
Yeah.
Christians come in all shapes and sizes, colours and varieties. We're certainly not uniform, but we do have a unity in our diversity. Like a rainbow is one rainbow, although it's made up of many colours. Like a mosaic is one picture, though it's made up of many pieces, as in a jigsaw. One garden can have many varieties of flowers. One orchestra has many different musical instruments, but all playing in harmony, making music together. Like a tapestry with many interwoven threads of various colours, as the young ambassadors sing now.
I am a thread in the tapestry. I have the master's hand on me. And then he weaves me carefully, making textures as he goes. Each of us part of this great design. Your part and I've got mine. All of our lives are intertwined as the fabric starts to grow.
Our unity lies not in ourselves, but comes from beyond us. What unites us is the fact that we have one God, one Father, one Saviour Jesus Christ, one Spirit, one Bible, one faith, one baptism, one Lord's table. We share a common experience of being loved by God, created by the same Creator, sustained by the same Provider, called to service by the same Jesus, empowered by the same Holy Spirit. Here is Tom Ingalls.
As you look around you, you will see people from different nations and different cultures and backgrounds. And yet we've all come together for one purpose, and that is to worship. And as we worship together, our differences seem to disappear, and we really do become one body in Christ.
Together in one cause. This is how the song will sound like in Zulu.
Noma sibaningi, sizimbamunye, sizimbamunye ku Christ.
Oh, that's it, guys.
Noma sibaningi, sizimbamunye, sizimbamunye ku Christ.
Well, come on, let's join them.
This is how that scripture sounds in Afrikaans.
Antoine de Saint-Exupéry famously and rightly said, "Love does not consist in sitting and gazing into one another's eyes. Rather, love consists in looking outwards together." And the Bible, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3, would add, "And looking outward together towards Jesus, the author and finisher, pioneer and perfecter of our faith." Our unity is in Christ, not in ourselves. And our unity should be a motivation for looking outwards together beyond ourselves to others, so that we can bring them to meet Jesus and love and serve him too, so that we and they become brothers and sisters, fellow pilgrims, fellow disciples of the Master, children in the family of God, as Cliff Richard and Helen Shapiro sing now.
With God as our Father, who loves us.
You are listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour as we celebrate Christian unity. We show our unity when we come to worship and when we sit together as the family of God sharing a meal, the Lord's Supper. Jesus lovingly commanded us to do this in remembrance of him, and it is our privilege and joy to obey. The living, risen Lord Jesus Christ is the host, we are his guests, and we share communion, fellowship and unity together in this shared sacramental experience. Here's the BBC Welsh chorus, followed by our own Saltcote St Mary's guitar group. Christians share a unity of purpose, worshipping and serving God. We're united in mission as well as service. We seek to widen the fellowship and bring others in. We seek to fulfill Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the good news of his love. So here's the Gaither Singers.
I don't care what label you choose to wear. If you Jesus, you belong with me. The bond we share, that's all I care to see. 'Cause we can change this world forever if you will join with me. Join.
And here's Lenny LeBlanc and his friend, two people completely united, sharing one basic desire to love and serve Jesus.
You are my saving grace, anchor of my soul. And in a world that's turned upside down, I want you to know. I could have one desire before my life is through. Even in my darkest night, my light would shine for you. If I could stop the hands of time, make a wish come true, I would tell my heart to burn with fire for no one else but you. This is my one desire.
Christian unity means working and praying together for others. Here is Tom Ingalls again.
The eyes of the Father run to and fro. He's searching the earth. He's looking for those who make intercession on behalf of their nation. Those who will rise up and pray will stand in the gap on behalf of our land. We'll stand in the gap on by a people of passion, those who will rise up and pray. We'll stand in the gap on behalf of our land. We'll stand in the gap on behalf of our land. Down on our knees, we'll take our stand.
In the end, when we all get to heaven, we will have perfect unity with God and each other, forevermore, as Alvin Stardust sings. Bye for now.